It's the holiday season, and Santa Claus has got a toy for every good girl and good little boy.
Ah, that's some music to get you in the mood here on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Glad to have you with us on this Christmas Eve, and we're going to spend some time talking about Christmas movies with our good friend Jameson Rabbit back with us. He's hosted the movie review program Real Reviews for the Sun Prairie Media Center since 2014. Real Reviews is also available on his YouTube channel, Real Reviews TV. And Jameson has also been part of the Wisconsin Film Festival for the past 14 years. So what's your favorite holiday movie, or maybe your favorite cheesy one? Tell us about it. Do you find yourself watching it every time it comes on, even though you already know all the twists and turns in the story? Give a call to number 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or send an email to talk@WPR.org. Jameson, here you are, looking like Santa Claus.
Yeah, I've got a Santa Claus look to me, that's
you
for
got,
sure.
You got a great beard, you got the cap and everything.
I mean, it's Christmas Eve, Larry. We got to celebrate.
And you do a lot of that.
I'm one of Santa's helpers, yes.
And the real Santa's coming at
that's what
noon
I hear.
Today.
Yeah, how exciting.
The sleigh will be hitting the top of Vilas Hall at around noon.
Oh, I'll be looking for it.
Okay. Well, listen, what's your definition of a Christmas movie?
Yeah, it's hard to nail down. I think it's more of a feeling than anything. I mean, it's a movie usually dealing with family, set during the holiday season. Oftentimes someone's learning a very important lesson along the way and learning about the true meaning of Christmas. You know, I think that's kind of a good loose definition.
Is it enough in your mind for the movie to take place at Christmas time?
Oftentimes, yes, but there's usually a feeling you get with a Christmas movie. And a lot of people over the last few years have been trying to jam any movie that has a holiday tree in the background and say, that's a Christmas movie, or this takes place during Christmas. I guess there's no rules. If it's a Christmas movie to you, it's a Christmas movie to you. I mean, I'm not one to judge.
Yeah, and I'm wondering about the tone of the movies. How cheerful does a Christmas movie have to be? I'm thinking about, you know, some horror ones come to mind, like Silent Night, Deadly Night.
Good one. Yeah, I mean, I think that there are some quality horror and action-oriented Christmas movies. Like, there's some that I love. Black Christmas from Bob Clark, who did A Christmas Story, also did a Christmas horror movie back in the early 80s that I enjoy. There was one that came out a couple years ago, Violent Night, where Santa is avenging some children. It's fun. Or even Gremlins. Gremlins is a Christmas movie, and it's a bit of a horror children's movie.
And speaking of that, there are TV specials.
Oh, yes.
Grinch and Rudolph, do they fall in the Christmas movie spectrum?
Or? I mean, I think some of my favorite Christmas, maybe not movies, quote unquote, but Christmas watching are those TV specials. The old claymation, the Rankin and Bass Rudolph, and the Grinch, Frosty, these types of things. Those are things that I rewatch every year because they have such strong nostalgia for me. I'm sure a lot of people.
And we may have some clips we can play of some of those as we go along. There are, well, in your mind, there are some underrated or overlooked Christmas movies.
Yeah.
And that we should be thinking about watching.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard because some people, you know, everyone has their own tastes.
Yeah.
Some of these Christmas movies are like underrated. I watch that movie 5 times every Christmas. But some of them are just not talked about enough. And some of them are just, I think, underrated classics. Like for me, I love the Christmas Carol story, the Dickens Christmas Carol story. And there's so many versions of it. But for me, one of my favorites is The Muppet Christmas Carol.
The Muppet. And it's... I have not seen that one.
So it's all Muppets except for Scrooge is played by Michael Caine. And Michael Caine brilliantly is playing it very straight. Like he's acting against humans, not against puppets. And so he is bringing a great Ebenezer Scrooge performance, and it's great. It's a great Christmas Carol film.
I think we've got a little insert from that. Jeff Robbins, our technical director. What do you got, Jeff?
If you please, Mr. Scrooge, it's gotten colder. Yeah. Any bookkeeping staff would like to have an extra shovel full of coal for the fire?
We can't do the bookkeeping.
Yeah, all of our pens have turned to inksicles.
Yeah. Our assets are frozen.
How would the bookkeepers like to be suddenly
unemployed?
This is my island in the sun.
I believe you convinced them once again, Mr. Scrooge.
I love it. I mean, a great actor like Michael Caine. I mean, he's not. It's not a wink and a nod. He's playing it straight, and it's great. So,
another one on the list is titled "Jingle All the Way."
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and that's you feel that's underrated. Now, tell us about it and why you think.
I mean, for when this movie came out, it's Arnold Schwarzenegger and Sinbad as two dads who are trying to get the Turbo Man doll. Every year, there's the hot toy that everyone's fighting for, especially, you know, back in the 90s when it was like the Tickle Me Elbows and all these things. They're fighting for Turbo Man. When this movie first came out, I thought it stunk.
But it grew on you.
It has definitely grew on me. And now it's one of the first Christmas movies I watch every year. It's enjoyable. It's just kind of dumb, fun Christmas movie.
Well, Jeff, you got that one?
Oh, excuse me.
Yes?
I'm trying to find a Turbo Man doll.
Me too, me too.
Do you have any more in the back?
Hey, everybody, these two are looking for a Turbo Man.
Turbo Man.
Now, what's so funny?
Where have you guys been? Turbo Man's only the hottest selling Christmas toy ever.
Where's your Christmas spirit? Now, there must be a Turbo Man around here somewhere.
The last one just left. Some lady had it on layaway.
A lady? What lady?
Short, with a fur coat.
Fur coat.
Uh-huh.
It's an Arnold Schwarzenegger Christmas movie. It's a good time.
I haven't watched that one, but now you want me to. I'm tempted to.
Make time for it, Larry.
Make time for it. I will make that.
All right.
What about Claws?
Yeah, so Claws is a more recent one. I believe it came out 3 years ago. It was a Netflix animated film, and it's about a guy who he's the worst postman in the postal service, and he gets sent to this island in the far north Arctic, the pseudo North Pole, and is struggling to open a post office, and discovers this old crotchety toy maker that lives up there. And with the help of this old toy maker, Claus, they start delivering toys to all the children. And it's a beautiful movie. And, you know, it's just, it's underseen, I feel like, because it came on Netflix. And it's not like a Santa Claus, quote unquote, movie.
Oh, I've got Netflix. I'll have to look that one up.
It's good.
Let's hear a clip from Claus.
I sent my letter and all I got was a lousy clip of coal.
Well, it serves you right. Devilish little tadpoles like yourself don't get toys from Klaus.
Oh, yeah? And how would he know what I'm up to unless you ratted on me?
He sees everything, you know. Every mischief, prank, and dirty deed. He keeps a list. The naughty list, he calls it.
You lie.
Trust me. You do not want to be on the naughty list. So, you still want to throw that snowball?
It's true. You don't want to be on that naughty list, Larry.
I love it. And there's another one I haven't seen. Jonah in Greenville has some comment for us. Mm-hmm. Jonah, go ahead.
Hi there.
Hi.
So I want to put this to bed. Die Hard, absolutely a Christmas movie. I feel like people don't give enough credit to all the jingling bells and sleigh noises that are sprinkled throughout the soundtrack. And
they're playing Christmas
and
Hollis
pieces.
In that soundtrack.
They're playing what?
The Run-DMC Christmas song, Christmas in Hollis. I mean, that's a Christmas song.
So you think it's a Christmas
it's
song, Jonah?
Very strong. Yes, I do. It's not just another action movie.
I agree.
Well, I tell you what, I wind up watching it every year at Christmas time.
There you go.
And it's Well, yeah, you do hear the music and the
there's Santa hats. I mean, yeah. He leaves a note, says, ho, 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 Santa has a machine gun.
Jonah, thanks for calling. Maybe somebody else will disagree with you, and we'll hear from them. And by the way, you can join in. The number's 800-642-1234. You can email to talk@WPR.org. Vern and Boyd called, couldn't stay with us, but he likes Ernest Saves Christmas. Mm-hmm. It's a good one. It's on Disney Plus and other streaming networks, and Vern mentions it's also his birthday. So happy birthday, Vern. But
what know what I mean, Vern? Oh, Ernest, those Ernest movies are so good and dumb.
I know nothing about it. Are they cartoons?
Ernest P. Worrell? Oh, no. This was in the 80s. Jim Varney played a kind of a rube. Ernest P. Worrell, who would always find himself getting into terrible situations, and he made a series of progressively worse movies. But Ernest Saves Christmas is probably the best one.
Yeah. Vern, thanks for sharing that. Again, happy birthday to you. Well, you have listed on your list of things the movie Scrooged.
Yes. Yes. Again,
tell me about that movie.
Again, another Christmas Carol retelling, only this one is Bill Murray as a TV network executive who is, he's the Scrooge character. All he cares about is getting the best ratings for their network and throwing everyone in his life under the bus as he, in his quest for power, and he's visited by three ghosts who show him the error of his ways. And Bill Murray's phenomenal in this movie. This is a movie that my wife and I have been watching every Christmas season as long as we've been together. 28 years we watch this movie because it's a great telling, and Bill Murray's great as Scrooge.
Well, Bill Murray would be excellent at it. It's another one I haven't seen, and where does it turn up on? I mean, do you see it on?
I mean, this one
Netflix
is.
Or?
I am a massive collector of physical media, so I just take it off my shelf and put it in. I'm not sure if this one is streaming anywhere. That's a good question.
Well, let's hear a clip from Scrooged.
I've been under a lot of pressure lately. I've been putting on a big silence. Out. I had it all.
Ooh. I was a captain of industry, feared by men, adored by women.
Adored. Let's be honest, Lou. You paid for the women.
I'm warning you, Frank. Don't waste your life as I did mine.
Waste? How can you say that? You're a legend in this business. You're the man who invented the miniseries.
Mankind should have been my business. Charity, mercy, kindness, that should have been my business. Don't wait. Get yourself involved. Now, it's too late for me, but it's not for you. You can be saved.
Scrooged.
Love it. I love the Christmas Carol story.
And it gets you into the, it kind of gets you into the mood for sure. Every one of these clips, I feel like after I hear the clip and after you've described the movie and I hear the clip, I want to go and I want to see it. So,
yeah.
which is probably a good thing. One I have seen many a time, and I think it might be one of your favorites,
yes.
too, is Miracle on 34th Street.
Right. So the original, the 1947, because there was a remake in the 90s. That one was good, but pales in comparison.
Yeah.
I feel like a lot of people kind of naturally have now gone to watching the newer version, the colorized, the updated version. But the original 1947 with Edmund Gwenn as Santa Claus is, I mean, he's the only man who's ever won an Academy Award for playing Santa Claus. I mean, won Best Supporting Actor that year for playing Santa in this movie. It's one of the greatest of all time. And I feel like a generation is losing this movie now. And it's sad.
Yeah, I love the old version. Yeah. And it was 1947?
47, yeah.
I think we got a clip of that. Let's listen.
Your Honor, every one of these letters is addressed to Santa Claus. The post office has delivered them. Therefore, the post office department, a branch of the federal government, recognizes this man, Kris Kringle, to be the one and only Santa Claus.
Since the United States government declares this man to be Santa Claus, this court will not dispute it. Case dismissed.
Thank you so much, Your Honor, and a very Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you, Mr. Kringle, and the same to you. Thank you.
Oh.
It's so good.
Yeah, and the young girl that was in the movie.
Yes.
I thought she was really good. I can't
Natalie Wood.
Was it Natalie
Young
Wood?
Young Natalie Wood.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. I guess I, when I watched it, I wasn't...
Yeah, a very young Natalie Wood who didn't want to believe in Kris Kringle. Yeah, it's great.
It's a wonderful, wonderful movie. Jameson Rabbit, our guest today from, well, he's been host of the movie review program, Real Reviews, for the Sun Prairie Media Center since 2014. Great to have him with us, as always, to talk about the movies. We're zeroing in sort of movies that he feels are underrated.
Yeah.
Christmas movies. But we'd love to hear from you and what movies you think are great and Christmassy oriented. Give a call. The number's 800-642-1234. You can email to talk@wpr.org. Taking a look at Christmas movies on the program right now with our guest, Jameson Rabbit, a movie reviewer. It's great to have him back with us. A quick mention, coming up at noon today, Santa Claus and Elf Jingle will be arriving on the roof of Vilas Hall, and then they'll be coming into the studio and taking phone calls from young children from all over, wherever you are.
How exciting.
Yeah, it's really exciting. If you're in Wisconsin or not, Illinois, you know, we get calls. I think we had the furthest may have been Germany at one point. So wherever you are, you'll be able to call and talk to Santa Claus. Young folks, we don't want adults, although they'll be... You need to have an adult to make the phone calls and set everything up. Veronica in Madison has a suggestion. Hi, Veronica.
The film About Boy, I think it's a really great and kind of not what you'd expect as a Christmas film because it involves someone with mental illness and it's got a lot of key things, but ultimately it's about connection, backup for your family and stuff. I really like it. And there's
You're breaking up a bit, Veronica, but the film is about a boy, yeah. And it came out in 2002, I believe, Jameson.
Yeah, Hugh Grant film. Yeah, it is. I can see that being a good Christmas film. It's a bit of a tougher watch because it does deal with some kind of depressing fare.
Was he dying or?
Yeah, there's a, yeah. But yeah, I know it's a film that a lot of people love. It's not in heavy rotation for me, but yeah, good film.
And Hugh Grant.
Yes.
Is it? All right, Veronica, I'm sorry you were breaking up there. We couldn't hear you as well as we wanted. So I'm glad you called, though. About a Boy is one of them. Lois emailed. She recommends The Bishop's Wife. It has Loretta Young, David Niven, and Cary Grant plays an angel. Lois says it's magic.
Is David Niven Mr. McFeely? From Mr. Rogers? Is that David Niven? And Cary Grant? Huh, I don't know. I've never seen The Bishop's Wife.
Oh, all right. Well, that's one you're going to have to
put on my list.
You're going to have to put that on your list. So if you got David Niven, Cary Grant, and Loretta Young.
I like this.
1947. When
I'll watch anything with Cary Grant in it.
Yeah, and they're at their peak.
Yeah. Oh, great.
At that point. Lois, thank you very much.
Love
appreciate it. Here's one that I remember and liked, Trading Places.
Oh,
and
yeah.
that's one you have is kind of underrated.
Yeah, in a Christmas movie. I mean, Dan Aykroyd spends half the movie in a Santa Claus suit with that dingy beard as he's being dragged through the gutter, basically. As he and Eddie Murphy's character have been forcibly switched places in society, and it all happens during Christmas. It's great. It does have a feel-good aspect to it. It's a fun holiday movie, and I love the image of Dan Aykroyd with that dirty beard hanging off his chin and that suit, and he's just miserable. It's a great movie.
Oh, and somebody just let me know that the actor who played Mr. McFeely was named David Newell.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. I was like, Mr. McFeely was in this? No, okay, gotcha. David Niven, very different, yes.
Tamara in La Crosse. What's on your mind?
I wanted to suggest a little-known movie that I love, a Christmas movie. It's called Millions. And I think there are at least two movies named that. The one I'm talking about is a British film, and it's about two little boys who literally have a fortune in British pounds dropped on them. And before they go to euros, they try and frantically exchange it all. And it's a Christmas-themed movie and has a very lovely ending.
Oh, Millions. Put it on the list.
You're going to put it on the list, Jameson.
That sounds like a
fun movie with a nice ending. You know, the Christmas movies, no matter what they are, I to my mind, they've got to have an uplifting kind
Absolutely.
Of,
yeah. They've got to bring it back at the end, no matter what.
And I'm glad to hear that Millions does just that. Thanks,
like
Tamara.
That. Very good.
Greg in Madison, we'll go to you. Hi, Greg.
Hello, Larry. This probably falls under television special, but the Charlie Brown Christmas with the jazz piano and the sorrowful Christmas tree that he picked, like the sorriest tree in the whole lot. It's really good, but it's short. It's something that can keep yourself entertained for just, I don't know if it's an hour or less or what have you. But
you know, Greg, I'm glad you called in with that because that's one of your underrated movies, Jameson.
Charlie Brown Christmas? It might be. Yeah, I love it. I mean, Charlie Brown Christmas, much like The Grinch and Rudolph, these are things that when I was a child and you didn't have the streaming options. Like it was appointment television. Like they're playing this on Wednesday night. You get this one chance to see it, and it was appointment television because it's so good.
At the end, does Linus say something?
He recites the Christmas story from the Bible. They have like their little pageant, and I mean they have the great dance. The little school dance where Schroeder's playing the piano and all the kids are doing their dancing. Yeah, it's a great Peanuts Christmas special.
I remember there was some concern among the executives about the ending there.
Oh, yeah.
Thought that might raise hackles for some people.
Interesting, yeah. I could see that.
But Charles Schulz insisted that has to be in there.
Yeah.
And so it was put in. And we've got a clip of Charlie Brown Christmas.
Oh, excellent.
Dear Santa Claus, how have you been? Did you have a nice summer? How is your wife? I have been extra good this year, so I have a long list of presents that I want.
Oh, brother.
Please note the size and color of each item, and send as many as possible. If it seems too complicated, make it easy on yourself. Just send money. How about tens and twenties?
Tens and twenties? Oh, even my baby sister.
All I want is what I have coming to me. All I want is my fair share.
So good. So sweet. So wholesome.
I love that movie. And so that's one of my favorites, actually.
Yeah.
Barbara in Fort Atkinson, what do you got for us?
Well, I think the primo Christmas movie is It's a Wonderful Life.
I think you're going to not find a whole lot of people disagreeing with you here. Yeah. Jameson, it's one of yours that you've...
One of my favorites.
It's one of your favorites.
Yeah. Just rewatched it again in the last 4 or 5 days.
And for those who don't know the movie, there's probably some people who say, what the heck? It's a Wonderful Life. What's it about?
Jimmy Stewart is a bank executive in a little town, and the bank starts to run dry. The old man Potter, the big fat cat, is unwilling to help. It's a story. It turns into a Christmas Carol story, right? Where Jimmy Stewart's character realizes he's worth more dead than alive, and says, "I'm going to commit suicide." And is visited by an angel, who comes to him and shows him his life. If he's the life of the town, how his life affects everyone. If he's not there, how drastically things change for him. And it's a beautiful message. It's depressing at points.
Yeah.
But it's Jimmy Stewart. I mean, he is one of the greats. And yeah, it's a great uplifting, heartfelt message at the end that'll really raise the emotions.
Yeah. Donna Reed? Was it Donna Reed?
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah, Donna Reed played his wife, and she was good in it as well. Yeah. We've got a clip.
Ooh.
Your brother Harry Bailey broke through the ice and was drowned at the age of 9.
That's a lie. Harry Bailey went to war. He got the Congressional Medal of Honor. He saved the lives of every man on that transport.
Every man on that transport died. Harry wasn't there to save them because you weren't there to save Harry. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Clarence.
Yes, George?
Where's Mary?
You're not going to like it, George.
Where is she?
She's an old maid. She never married.
Where is Mary? Where is she? Where is she?
She's just about to close up the library. Oh, there must be some easier way for me to get my wings.
So good.
Oh,
man.
And the ending with the every time, what is it? Every time a bell rings,
an angel gets its wings.
Yeah.
Yeah. So sweet.
Let's take a look at it. And by the way, you can join in if you want to chime in. We'd love to hear from you. The number 800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you could email to talk@WPR.org. That's talk@WPR.org. Another movie you had on the list of underrated or overlooked is The Night Before.
Yeah, I bet you haven't seen this one.
I have not seen this one. What the heck's it about?
It's a newer movie, and it's an R-rated comedy, so it's not for everyone. But it's about three friends who are at a point in their lives in their mid-20s where they're not sure if they're going to spend every minute together like they did, you know, as growing up. And they decide to go out for one big bash on Christmas Eve. And it's, you know, it's R-rated. So there's a lot of things happening that get them in trouble. They have to find their way out. And they learn the true meaning of Christmas along the way. Stars Seth Rogen, Joseph Gordon-Levitt. I really enjoyed it. I rewatched it again this year, and it's fun. And there's the Angel Clarence character played by Michael Shannon, who is a drug dealer who comes to show them the ways. It's great. It's very different than what you expect from most Christmas fare, but I enjoy it.
It's called The Night Before, and Jeff's got us a clip, I believe.
I'm going to call her.
How do you know her number?
It's your number.
I'm trusting you on this. I don't understand what's happening. Where are we?
Sarah has your phone, so I'm calling it.
Where are we right now?
We're at Chris's house. Here's the bad news.
What?
She didn't pick up.
What?
Everything's fine.
I bit my tongue.
My boy needs Jesus.
He needs something.
I bet Jeff had a hard time finding a clean clip out of that movie.
So what was going on there? They were trying to get into somebody's place.
I'm trying to remember. So much happens in this movie. It is a series of unfortunate events that happens on Christmas Eve. Yeah.
We've got another movie. It's called 8-Bit Christmas.
Yes.
I don't know this one either.
Yeah, this is a newer film as well that came, I believe, streaming straight to HBO Max a couple of years ago. Stars, I'm terrible with Neil Patrick Harris, Doogie Howser himself. And it is basically a kind of a remake of The Christmas Story. He's a narrator talking to his young daughter about how amazing Christmas was when he was a kid, the year the Super Nintendo came out. And he's regaling her with the story of how great that toy was for children of his age in the mid-80s, and tells the story of trying to get this Nintendo, trying to convince his parents to buy him a Nintendo, much like the Red Ryder BB gun was for Ralphie. And it's a sweet story. And for people of my age, I mean, that's my childhood, the mid-80s, the Nintendo. I was that guy trying to get it. I never got my Nintendo that I wanted from my parents. And, it's a sweet movie, and it's kind of a retelling of A Christmas Story.
And we've got a clip.
To Jake from Uncle Dan.
Where's he living again now?
Japan.
Japan. Japan, home of Nintendo, the land where dreams come true. Oh, God, don't mess with me now. Light Bright.
Light Bright?
Light Bright. Japanese Light Bright.
Wow, yeah. Light bright.
Yeah.
Jake, that's fun.
You know, for a second there, I thought it was a Nintendo.
As I slowly tried to grasp the situation, I began to fear that I might never recover from this. Christmas was dead to me now.
Yeah, it's fun. Hoping for a Nintendo, you get a light bright.
And it does sound in the vein of one of the movies I have always liked, which was A Christmas Story.
Yeah, yeah, very similar, especially with the narration over the top telling the story.
Yeah, that movie. It plays, 24 hours a day?
Or yes.
24 hours on Christmas Day.
I believe, yes. Yeah, because, I mean, we have it on while we're opening presents Christmas morning, and it's just repeating over and over until we're done with our Christmas festivities.
And Ralphie, there are just so many fun things.
Oh, it's so many vignettes in that movie that are just great moments, yeah.
And the leg.
The leg lamp.
The leg lamp.
Fragile.
yeah. Comes in a box.
It's a major award.
Yeah, fragile, it says, but he reads it as fragile.
Yeah. Must be Italian. very quotable movie.
A friend of mine's wife, she's passed away now, but she gave her husband, Denny, one of those lamp legs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because they kind of came back.
Yeah.
And I don't remember the year, but mm-hmm. you could get various sizes.
My dad has one as well. We got him one. Yeah.
Oh, well, I really love that movie.
Yeah.
Oh man. Well, let's see. We've got some others that, you know, I really liked Home Alone. You have Home Alone too.
So Home Alone, everyone loves, but we're talking kind of underrated, lesser seen ones. Home Alone 2 is a great sequel. Home Alone is like a perfect Christmas movie in my heart. It's great. Home Alone 2 is almost as good in my mind. I rewatch it, and it doesn't suffer from being a sequel. I think it's great. It's kind of the same story. Kevin's trapped in the city now instead of at home, and he runs into the wet bandits now, and he's trying to get around. And it still has the same heart as the original. And almost the entire cast comes back from the first one. And I love it just as much. It's a great pairing of the first and second one.
We got that one, Jeff? Yeah, we do.
I know I don't deserve a Christmas. I don't want any presents. Instead, I want to take back every mean thing I ever said to my family. Even if they don't take back the things they said. I don't care. I'll love all of them. Including Buzz. If it isn't possible, I can see all of them. Could I just see my mother? I'll never want another thing as long as I live. Promise me I can see her again. Sometime, anytime. Even if it's just once and only for a couple of minutes. I just need to tell her I'm sorry.
Kevin?
Mom. Wow, that went fast.
And you know that music.
Yeah, that soaring music, the John Williams score. It's great.
And they use that score in both, didn't they?
Yes, yeah. That's the Home Alone song.
It's the Home Alone song, and in Home Alone, there's a famous scene in Home Alone when Mom realizes she's forgotten Kevin.
Yeah, Kevin.
I don't know if Jeff has that one. He does have that one. Listen.
That we didn't do something.
Now you feel that way because we left in such a hurry. We took care of everything. Believe me, we did.
Did I turn off the coffee?
No. I did.
Did you lock up?
Yeah.
Did you close the garage?
I forgot to close the garage. That's it.
No, that's not it.
What else could we be forgetting?
Kevin!
Yeah, great. Kevin O'Hara, great.
The first time I saw that movie, I saw it on TV,
mm-hmm.
and I laughed so hard. I had tears.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. It's one of those that we rewatch every single year. Yeah,
I love that one.
That's good.
The And another one I really liked, and it's one of your favorites too, I believe, is National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah, I mean, this movie is probably the most heavy rotation Christmas movie for us every year. It gets played multiple times during the season at our house.
We've got Clark and... we've got a scene. I think Jeff's got it, too.
Oh,
a
Jeff
scene between Clark and Cousin Eddie.
Oh, yeah.
Clark is kind of disgusted.
I can't believe you're actually standing here in my living room, Eddie. Never thought the day would come.
Yeah, I'm excited about it, too. Yeah. It's a crying shame the older kids couldn't make it. The older boy, bless his soul, is preparing for his career.
College?
Carnival.
You got to be proud.
He thinks that maybe next year he'll be guessing people's waiter, barking for the yak woman. Yeah, she's ugly as sin, but a sweet gal and a hell of a good cook.
Can I refill your eggnog for you? Get you something to eat? Drive you out to the middle of nowhere? Leave you for dead?
No, I'm doing just fine, Clark.
Randy Quaid and Chevy Chase, good stuff.
Oh, and the sort of the follow-ups to that, the other ones I didn't like as well.
Yeah, they kind of slowly got worse and worse as they went along. Christmas Vacation is, we probably watched that 4 or 5 times during the Christmas season. Just put it on in the background. It's so quotable. I love it.
Oh, man. Jameson Rabbit, our guest today, the host of the movie review program Real Reviews. It's great to have him with us. Maybe you've got a favorite you want to share, and I hope you'll join in. The number 800-642-1234. You could email us to talk@WPR.org. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. Great to have you with us on WPR News. Larry Mueller here. Just a reminder here, coming up at noon today, Santa Claus and Elf Jingle are going to be with us. They're coming in on their sleigh. They'll be landing on the roof of Vilas Hall, and they will be taking calls from children. So,
how do you get these guests? Wow, you've got some pull to get to the North Pole.
It's the most important guest I have every year, Santa Claus. So I'm hoping that we get lots of calls from children. Of course, parents, you can make the calls. And our producer, Clara, will probably want to know a little information about your kids' names and ages and where you're from. But it's going to be a lot of fun. Right now, we're having fun talking about Christmas movies with Jameson Rabbit. It's great to have him with us. He comes by every once in a while to talk about movies. And I think there's one we haven't played yet, for sure, The Apartment. And let's talk about what it's a movie I haven't seen.
Oh, yeah. Jack Lemmon, Fred McMurray, and Shirley MacLaine, young Shirley MacLaine. It's kind of a depressing, it's a strange movie. It's very different, especially for the time. Jack Lemmon is this sad sack who has an apartment that is being used by everyone that he works with as a flop house to bring girls back to. And there's a whole miscommunication with Shirley MacLaine, who's the elevator operator, who Jack Lemmon has a crush on. He doesn't know that she's been seeing his boss, Fred McMurray, who wants to use it. It's a whole triangle of craziness. Happens during the Christmas season. There's a big work party that is kind of the central focus for a lot of the issues. It kind of deals with some of the loneliness people feel during the holiday season sometimes. And then there's a great resolution at the end. And I mean, Jack Lemmon's one of the great actors ever. And yeah, I love it. It's a great... It turns feel good towards the end.
Yeah, which it has to. And we've got a clip.
Where are you going?
Well, who knows? Another neighborhood, another town, another job. I'm on my own.
That's funny. So am I. What'd you do with the cards?
In there. What about Mr. Sheldrake?
I'm gonna send him a fruitcake every Christmas.
I love you, Miss Kubelik.
Three. Queen.
Did you hear what I said, Miss Kubelik? I absolutely adore you.
Shut up and deal.
It's such a great movie.
Jack, you're right. Jack Lemmon's a great actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
A lot of fun. Ann in Green Bay has something. Let's go there. Hi, Ann.
Yeah,
Yes, I was happy to find a movie that I had seen a long time ago called Silent Night. And just last night I found it and enjoyed it over again. It's about, it's a serious movie, but very touching and quite appropriate right now with wars going on in different parts of the world. It's set in World War II toward the end of the fighting. It's a woman takes her son to a cabin, trying to get away from the war, and yes, there are German soldiers and American soldiers that she has to deal with, and children are involved, and it's just a very touching, meaningful movie to a great deal of people. So more serious, it's not frivolous, but it's very, very touching. Silent Night.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Have you seen Silent Night?
I have a long time ago, yes. I was there's been that's such... such a title that has been used many times. Once she explained it, I did remember which one that was. Yeah, yeah, not very different from Jingle All the Way.
You know, the nice thing about all this is that, you know, back in the day, you couldn't just call these up right away and watch them. But now here's Anne talking about Silent Night. I bet you there are going to be some people who type that in and find it. It's gonna be, you're gonna find all of these movies on some.
They're there somewhere. Yes,
they're there. And thanks a lot for sharing that. I did not know about that movie, and it's another one that I would take a look at for sure. Jan in Green Bay, your turn. Hi, Jan.
Hi, Larry. I just wanted to reinforce the support for The Bishop's Wife. And also to tell you that there's a 1996 update of the movie. It's called The Preacher's Wife.
Yes.
But it stars Whitney Houston, Denzel Washington, and Courtney B. Vance.
Yeah, I've seen that one.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And so it's called The Preacher's Wife.
Preacher's Wife,
okay.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Jan, thanks very much.
Yeah.
You know, another remake... that we haven't talked about, and I'm not sure it's on our list, but it's The Bells of St. Mary's.
Tell me about this one.
That was, it won, it was a remake. Bing Crosby, and who was the woman? A wonderful actress. I'm trying to think of her name.
Okay.
Jeff will probably tell me sooner or later. but it won... it was the first movie to win an Academy Award as Best Picture, and it was a remake of an earlier version of, it was the earlier. This was a remake. It starred Bing Crosby.
Yeah.
And I'm
Bing Crosby and
Ingrid Bergman.
Oh, perfect. Yeah.
I actually just watched that. The other night, it was on our public station, Wisconsin Public Media station, I believe, and
I mean, Bing Crosby made so many great Christmas movies.
Well, yeah, and Ingrid Bergman. Yeah. I mean, talk about it, an actress.
Phenomenal
yeah, actress.
Yeah, I agree.
Stuart, Minneapolis. Hi.
Another Bergman, Ingmar Bergman, and he did this absolutely all-absorbing, all-embracing Swedish film that has one of the great Christmas scenes I've ever seen. And anyone in this Minnesota, Wisconsin area, a lot of people with Scandinavian backgrounds, and this is a great portrayal of their heritage. In fact, I'm going to a Swedes party in Minneapolis tonight. That sort of jumps right out of this movie.
Oh, what's the name of the movie, Stuart?
Fanny and Alexander.
Fanny and Alexander.
Larry's writing it down right now. There you go.
All right.
Great recommendation. Oh.
Well, yeah. As he said, Wisconsin, here in Minnesota, I can understand why. And here's another one I've never heard of.
Yeah, that's great.
Fanny and Alexander. Thank you, Stuart, very much. I'm looking over at some of the movie. You know, there are some. There's one that we haven't really, I guess we mentioned, A Christmas Carol. Mm-hmm. It's one of your favorites.
Yes. Yeah. Pretty much any version of The Christmas Carol. There's so many ones. And it kind of all, for me, depends on who your Scrooge is. I like the one with Alistair Sim as Scrooge. George C. Scott was a great Scrooge. There's been so many great versions of just that Dickens story is, I think, perfect.
A listener emailed us, their pick for a Christmas movie is Hot Father. The Grim Reaper has to step in for Santa, also known as the Hog Father, to give toys to kids and save Christmas.
Why not?
Hog, oh my gosh. And Mary recommends A Christmas Story.
Yeah.
Set in Finland and Lapland. That was made in 2007.
Gotcha. Okay.
Available on Amazon Prime for streaming. She also found it in their library. Charming story of an orphan boy named Nicholas who spends a year with a village family before moving on to the next family. He carves wooden toys for the children of the households and delivers them once a year. And he eventually takes on the persona of Santa Claus.
Oh, yeah.
Sweet and beautifully shot, dubbed in English, with a pleasure to find a new Christmas movie.
There's an endless supply of Christmas movies, and they make them, they churn them out every year, especially, you know, the Hallmark Channel churns out dozens of new ones every year, and there's something for everybody. That's what makes it so great.
Do you pay attention to the Hallmark movies?
Not so much me. My wife is a massive proponent of the Hallmark and the Great American Christmas movies. She watches every one of them. I kind of dip in and out on a lot of them. There's a few. Like, I watched the one that was shot up in Door County this year.
Yeah.
The Christmas Cherry Pie.
It was Cherry Pie for Christmas.
Yeah, I watched that one. Every year, there's dozens of new ones, and I'll just kind of catch some here and there. They're not really my style, most of those Hallmark ones. You can kind of... I can tell you what's going to happen in that movie in the first minute and a half. And,
Know,
I mean, it's you can always the same movie over and over again. And
know,
that's the joke.
But I still enjoy watching them once in a while.
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I really liked Cherry Pie for
that's
Christmas.
That was a good movie.
I had the director on the show.
I was here that day. That's what got me to watch it. Is he was on before me. And it sounded interesting.
I had forgotten that. And, you have some that you think are overrated, and
sure,
others might
plenty.
Not. Bad Santa is one. That
I rewatched Bad Santa this year, but the two of them, they're not for me.
And Polar Express, I did not.
Yeah,
I didn't like Polar
Really? I feel like I'm on the outside when I say I don't like the Polar Express movie. I loved the book. And with when my children were young, I loved going through those with them. But when that movie came out and the terrifying CGI they used for the humans, I did not care for that movie.
Yeah, I didn't like it either. And Red One, I don't even remember.
Oh, that was a more recent one. It was a Christmas movie starring The Rock. And J.K. Simmons is Santa Claus. He goes missing and The Rock has to go and find Santa. Oh, it's terrible, Larry. It's so bad.
Well, is it okay to love a terrible movie?
Of course. It's okay to love any movie, whether it's ironically or unironically. But I'm just saying, these are not good.
Yeah. In your mind.
In my opinion, exactly.
In your opinion.
All in
well,
my opinion.
We always love hearing your opinion, Jameson. I want to thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. It was fun talking to you and fun listening to those clips
Jeff
put together.
And the great recommendations from your listeners.
And great recommendations from our listeners. Jameson Rabbit, our guest, host of the movie review program Real Reviews for Sun Prairie Media Center. He's been doing that since 2014. Well, coming up, the real Jameson
How
plays
exciting.
Santa Claus. The real Santa Claus is coming up
I
next.
I can't wait to meet him.
To take your phone calls from children. Only kids can call. Well, we want the parents to physically make the call, but we want to talk to the kids and have them tell us what they want for Christmas. And we got some other surprises along the way. That's coming up next. I'm Larry Mueller for WPR News. And lots of goodies for you and for me, so leave a peppermint stick.